أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
That was Sheikh Hamidi with today's rendition of Ayatul Kursi. We commenced yesterday with the tafsir of Ayatul Kursi. Just to do a quick recap, we were discussing the virtues and we mentioned that it is the greatest verse of the Quran. In the narration of the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indicated that Ayatul Kursi is the most meritorious verse of all. The hadith which talks about the question which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed to Ubay bin Ka'b, as narrated by Ibn Kathir, he asked him, which is the greatest ayah of the Quran? And Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, Ayatul Kursi. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very approvingly told him that may Allah bless you in your knowledge. And according to other narrations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then further indicated that Ayatul Kursi has a tongue and two lips with which it praises Allah next to the leg of the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we also discussed yesterday the narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that there is a verse in Surah Baqarah which is the Sayyidah, the chief of all the verses of the Quran, and Shaytan leaves that home where this verse is recited. We discussed the hadith of Nasa'i, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if Ayatul Kursi is recited after every Farad Salah, then nothing stops that person from entering Jannah except death. And the scholars have explained that immediately upon death you will start witnessing the traces of Jannah and its comforts as a result of the barakah of reciting Ayatul Kursi after every Farad Salah. We continue with some of the virtues. In Mishkat there is a hadith on the authority of Ali radiallahu an, wherein he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only death is a barrier before Jannah for that person who recites Ayatul Kursi after every Salah. And Allah will protect the home of every person who recites it before sleeping, together with the homes of his neighbors and many homes around him. Subhanallah. If you read Ayatul Kursi before you sleep, Allah protects your home and all the homes around you. The best alarm system in the world. According to another hadith, also in Mishkat, narrated from Bukhari, if you recite Ayatul Kursi upon retiring to bed, Allah will appoint a guardian angel over you up to the next morning, and no devil will be able to approach you. And then in Tirmidhi, there is a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever in the morning recites the beginning of Surah Hamim, that's Surah Mu'min or Surah Ghafir, Hamim tanzilul kitabi min Allahil azizil alim, ghafiril dhambi wa qabilit tawbi, shadidil iqabidit tawl, la ilaha illahu, ilayhil masir. Those few verses until ilayhil masir. If you read that coupled with Ayatul Kursi in the morning, Allah will keep you safe until the evening. And if you recite it in the evening, Allah will keep you safe until the morning. In short, this is the greatest surah of the Quran Kareem. Shaykh Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi has said that Ayatul Kursi is the heart of Suratul Baqarah. And the remaining verses of Suratul Baqarah are the organs and the limbs. So it's the heart of Suratul Baqarah, and it is the greatest verse in the Quran. Inshallah, tomorrow we will commence with the actual tafsir of the words in Ayatul Kursi.